coming to the music that they feel means something right now. I think that there's been a huge separation between the mainstream and the general feeling of what's going on in people's minds and hearts right now. And people like us are still seem to be tapping into that, you know, and I think people are still seeking out really well-made records and beautiful packaging, and, you know, and for me, I never looked at the digital age as the enemy. I looked at it as an ally, and I want to be a part of it, you know. I want to help. I want to be a part of the culture. I want to be a part of one of the people that helps to direct it and figure out how the fans and the musicians can still be fans and musicians, you know. There's only one constant in the whole thing, and that is that people love good music, and musicians love making it. And, you know, everything else I'm content to figure out afterwards, you know. I'm not really worried about it. I certainly don't agree with the recording industry and the tactics that they've employed to try and get a hold, you know, grip on it. I think that they're basically thugs, and that they're completely disconnected from their audience and yeah. from the people that are the people that are supporting them. And I don't look at it like that. I look at it like there's the reason why the upper echelon of the industry has been failing is because they've been churning out completely, you know, worthless music for, you know, a long time now. It's not working anymore.
Yeah.
Kids are too smart now. They're too smart to be fooled into buying a whole album when they can get it, when it's crappy, when they can get it for free, you know? And beyond that, people want to connect with you on a bigger level than that. They don't want to feel like they're being advertised to, and they want to feel like they're being tricked. And musicians on the independent scene who have been doing grassroots promotion and have been connecting with their audiences for years now and have been making records outside of the pantheon of pop music and have actually been, you know, really putting their hearts into their records are finding that they're actually okay. You know, we're looking around and being like, you know what, we're actually selling records. And that's very promising to me, because it means that there's something deeper going on than just this sort of, you know, blanket market drop. It's not about that. If anything, I think it's a shift. You know, people are tired of the bull, basically.
Now, you are a great producer. And you've done a lot of different styles, like we're hearing in the background. You've done so many different things. What sort of equipment do you use nowadays for producing music?
Oh, man, you know, I've got a whole bag of tricks, but, you know, essentially I'm still using the same archaic sampler that I was using in 1991. And of course that's been added to, and I've got I'm a gearhead, you know. I love, you know, music. I spend the majority of my money on my studio, and so I've got a whole bunch of things. But, you know, to me, it's just a toolbox. Honestly, I feel like if you gave me, like, you know, a piece of string and a piece of wood and a bucket, I could probably, you know, come up with something.
Yeah.
Just out of necessity, and that's. I think that's like a hip hop thing. You know, we basically learn how to make music off of, you know, looping cassette tapes.
Well, I want to thank you very much for calling in, but I got a couple of last questions before you go. First up, any artist that you are really excited about that you're working with or that you just heard recently that you think we should know about?
Yeah, I'm really excited about Aesop Rock's new record.
Okay.
And I'm really excited about Rob Sonic, whose new record is Sabotage Gigante, and it's just incredible.
And the other thing I wanted to ask you is, tomorrow in New York, it's Barry Ballroom, right?
It's Irving Plaza.
Irving Plaza, rather, excuse me. Anything special planned since it is New York and since it is the last day of the tour?
Basically, we're just going to lose our minds.
Good.
That's the special part, yeah.
Okay.
We're just incredibly excited about coming through. I would say to anybody who can hear this now, get your ticket now, because it's selling out really fast. And, yeah, man, we're just so amped to be back in New York tomorrow. Like, it's ridiculous. We're very excited.
Okay. Well, LP, I want to thank you so much. You've been on. You were actually on with Noah not too long ago here in WFMU at the beginning of the tour. I want to thank you for coming on again. Really appreciate it. And we'll see you tomorrow night at Irving Plaza. LP?
Hi, man.
Peace. Bye.
Thank you. Peace.
We're going to play something from his album, I'll Sleep When You're Dead, on WFMU.
speak, new speech, true speech, universe dirt, burn some loose leaves. On the Casbah, bring the bleeders, sanity system, such a lead. Born a trash man, grooving garbage, mutant hostage, through the knowledge. I see you all regardless, I know what lies are like. I might have been born yesterday, sir, but I stayed up all night. I see you all regardless, I know these times of fright. We might have been born yesterday, friend, but we stayed up all night, right? That dream collapsing, I'm just one man, so damn angry. True confusion, scared with troopers. Hide your fall, hide your face. Say hi, horseman, high stakes. High again, well how about that? Well how the f*** else can I react? I see you all regardless, I know what lies are like. I might have been born yesterday, sir, but I stayed up all night. I see you all regardless, I know these times are fright. We might have been born yesterday, friend, we stayed up all night, right? Hell, you're too preachy, you don't reach. Hard, you say easy, but they made me. I was normal, on some rap, up rock aspen, on collapsing. Back to women, innocent thrill, so old fashioned. World derailed, I'm no different. I wish my home still existed. From the blade, lifespan program, final digits. You're my daddy, you'll protect me. I need guidance to live correctly. I can't fight you, feed me either. I'm your servant, you're the teacher. I'm so sorry, that's the implant talking for me. I see you all regardless, I know what lies are like. I might have been born yesterday, sir, but I stayed up all night. I see you all regardless, I know these times are fright. We might have been born yesterday, friend, we stayed up all night. Right.
And that brings us to the end of Put the Needle on the Record World Tour number 21, the time travel version, featuring Gary Floyd, LP, That Kid Chris, Pal 58, Scott Williams and crew. Spill a Little on the Curb for X-Ray Burns. Thank you for supporting the best damn station there is, WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, Rockland County, New York City.
New York City!
91.9 FM and everywhere online, WFMU.org. Shout out Bucci, shout out to you.
Soul. Got that soul sound.
Downtown Soulville Show, WFMU. I'm Mr. Finewine. I'll be here for an hour spinning Soul 45 special show tonight. It's the first in a month's worth of special October shows here on Downtown Soulville. Been doing this every October for the past several years because during the month of October, WFMU has a fundraiser going on. It's around this time of year, every year that we run out of money and we come looking to you for help. So it's called our October Hellraiser fundraiser. For this entire month, we encourage you to go online and pledge at wfmu.org. Very easy instructions there to follow, and we appreciate all your help, all the donations you can afford. Thank you so much for that. Not gonna pitch during the rest of the show, just once per show. WFMU.org is the place to go. Tonight's special show, inspired by having Carolyn Crawford on the show a few weeks ago and by the sad news of the passing of someone who I think was the last surviving member of the Marvelettes, the great Motown girl group. I'm going to do a show devoted to the women of Motown tonight. All 45s by female recording acts from Motown Records and its subsidiary labels. We'll kick it off with one by Debbie Dean.
I cried all night long when I found out what your mama told you. My mama said, don't cry now, girl. I'm gonna tell you what to do. And then she said, don't wait till he makes up his mind.
I've got the rhythm all in my feet.
Rhythm all in my feet.
Finger popping in my hand.
Finger popping in my
hand. I got a new step for every beat. Oh, trouble, don't you spoil my plans. Hey, dishes.
Hey, dishes, won't you let me be?
Now, homework.
Hey, homework, won't you set me free?
Oh, mama.
Oh, mama.
Can you see? I'm in a hurry. Tell daddy.
Tell daddy.
I'm going to limbo and not to worry.
Downtown Soulville Show, the women of Motown on tonight's program. That last one, LaBrenda Benn made two 45s for Gordy Records. That one was called I Can't Help It, I Gotta Dance. Now, when I say Motown, a lot of people use that generically to refer to any kind of poppy 60s soul music, but we treasure specificity here at Downtown Soulville, and I'm talking about the actual Berry Gordy-owned family of labels, of which Motown was the most prominent, but it also included Tamla, VIP, Gordy, Soul, and some other smaller labels. Before LaBrenda, Mary Wells did I Don't Want to Take a Chance. Velvelettes, kind of one of the unsung girl groups of the labels. He Was Really Saying Something. Debbie Dean, an answer to Smokey Robinson with Don't Let Him Shop Around, and the instrumental at the very beginning of the show, Snake Walk Part 1 by the Swingin' Tigers. In the background, San Remo Golden Strings with Joy Road, which I assume is named after the West Side Detroit Street, Joy Road, but I can't be positive. Okay, I've got a really oddball Motown record queued up. One of the oddest releases on the label, an early record on VIP by Oma Heard. It's called Lifetime Man.
You know how to do it. advice and remember always in life. Into each heart, some tears must fall.
The Marvelettes on the Downtown Soulville Show. Juanita Coward, Georgiana Tillman, Wanda Young, Gladys Horton, and the late Catherine Anderson Schaffner, who died 2 weeks ago at age 79. They were from Inkster, Michigan, met in high school or earlier. They made so many great records. That one, a big hit for them, Too Many Fish in the Sea. I'm not going to play some of their other hugest hits like Please, Mr. Postman, or Beechwood 45789, but I am about to play a whole bunch of Marvelettes records in a row. Before Too Many Fish in the Sea, we heard from Hattie Littles. That was called Here You Come. Supremes, Love is Like an Itch in My Heart. Oma Heard, that odd record, Lifetime Man, the Women of Motown Records on tonight's Downtown Soulville program. Just one of four special shows I'll be doing every Friday this month. I'll announce the rest at the end of the show. But without further ado, let's hear a whole bunch of Marvelettes records in a row.
I'm gonna give you all
all the love I've got.
All the love I've got.
Whoa, all the love I've got.
All the love I've got.
Whoa, oh, yeah.
All the love I've got. I need you by my side. I need you to be my guide. So won't you please
darling, if you do, I'm gonna give you all.
Oh!
some of the music of the great Marvelettes on tonight's Downtown Soulville show. Part of our Women of Motown tribute special show. That one, strange, I know. A listener on the message board requested that one, and I happen to have it with me, and it's a song that I love. Before that, I'm going to hold on as long as I can. If that sounded a little different from the other Marvelettes records I played, it's because it was slightly later. It was from 1968, and I believe the lead singer on that was a late addition to the group named Ann Bogan, whereas on the rest of the stuff, it's mostly Wanda Young and Gladys Horton singing lead. I'll keep holding on before that. Hunter Gets Captured by the Game. Send that one out to Birthday Boy. Boy, I think. Chili Mac Pagoda. Or is it Chili McPagoda? Always on the message board at WFMU.org every week. Thank you for that, Chili. You're the One before that. Danger, Heartbreak, Dead Ahead. And All the Love I've Got. The Marvelettes. Rest in peace, Marvelette Catherine Anderson Schaffner. There's a good obituary of her from a couple weeks ago in the Detroit Free Press, if you want to look that up. Pretty interesting life she had. Okay, I want to squeeze in some more Motown women, starting with Brenda Holloway.
You keep on hurting me. You keep on.
That's going to do it for this week's Downtown Soulville radio program featuring the women of Motown. Boy, I just scratched the surface there. Could have done so much more. I had so many more I intended to play, but I'm happy with what I played. Hope you were too. Tammy Terrell, that last one, that was an unofficial release. Tragic figure, Tammy Terrell. Boy, made so many fantastic records and was dead by age 24. You can catch a very informative documentary about her on, I'm pretty sure it's on YouTube. It's called Unsung. Just Google Unsung Tammy Terrell. You'll find it. All I Do Is Think About You, the name of that Stevie Wonder composition that he later recorded. Kim Weston with the great Take Me In Your Arms, Rock Me A Little While. Martha Reeves and the Vandellas, Show Me The Way. And Brenda Holloway, some West Coast Motown. Starting the Hurt All Over Again. As I said earlier, special shows all month. Next week, a super secret guy who made a handful of fantastic records under two different names and then had another strange... I can't even go into it too much. I want it to be a surprise, but it's going to be excellent. Week after that, one of my favorite songwriters, better known as a performer, that's going to be a secret too. We're just going to focus on his songwriting. And then, by popular demand, the last Friday in October... Downtown Ghoulville Halloween program. Stay tuned for Nate the K. This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM. Online at WFMU.org. And I want to mention the WFMU Record Fair is back next weekend, October 14th and 15th. Knockdown Center, Flushing, Queens. Look it up online on the website WFMU.org for all the information you need.
There's another way to make change. And I will not give up. I have come too far. I have a plan. It begins today. Burn it down. Burn it down.